USA News Update. Heavy fighting reported in southern Gaza as Israel's military continues to pound suspected Hamas targets. Dave Collins has more.
The fighting has intensified since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he discussed efforts to meet the humanitarian needs in Gaza in a meeting with Arab leaders on Friday. Blinken's comments come as Israel pushes forward with its deadly assault on the southern Gaza Strip.
At least 6 people dead, dozens more injured after multiple tornadoes touched down in Tennessee on Saturday. 2 adults and 1 child killed in Clarksville, while 3 others died in Madison, just north of Nashville. At least 23 more have been hospitalized with injuries. State officials are saying they're in a search and rescue phase to see if there are more dead or hurt, and reported some residents were actually found trapped in their homes. Additionally, more than 80,000 homes and businesses lost power as severe weather struck the central part of the state. A shift in smuggling routes has brought an influx of migrants to Arizona from countries like Senegal, Bangladesh, and China. This has prompted the Border Patrol to seek help from other federal agencies. It's also drawn scrutiny to an issue critical in next year's presidential elections. The U.S. government today indefinitely shut down the nearby international crossing between Lukeville, Arizona, and Sonoyta, Mexico, because of hundreds of migrants crossing daily into that area. Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Texas is $2.63. Texas is among 21 states under $3 a gallon.
This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Bronny James back on the basketball court. The University of Southern California freshman and son of basketball icon LeBron James made his collegiate debut on Sunday, a little over 4 months after suffering cardiac arrest. He came off the bench to score 4 points to go along with the 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals and a block in 16 minutes. USC lost the game 84-79 in overtime against Long Beach State. The talk show host that claimed the Sandy Hook mass shooting was a hoax and lost an astronomical amount of money when he was sued is back on social media. Lance Pry explains.
Talk show host Alex Jones is back on social media platform X. Jones had his account restored by Elon Musk, who posted a poll Saturday night asking if Jones should be allowed back on. Roughly 70% of the vote said he should, with Musk Xing Sunday that the people have spoken.
Anna Cardwell, who was on the TLC program Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, has passed away. She was only 29. Her sister, Honey Boo Boo, and her mom, June Shannon, known as Mama June, made that announcement on social media that Cardwell had been fighting cancer for the last 10 months. Cardwell has 2 daughters, who she shared with husband Eldridge Tony. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.